Welcome to the Philadelphia Millions One Movement Show.
On the move, and thank you for having me. This is Delbert Africa.
Delbert Africa. Okay, welcome, brothers. Good to hear you.
It's good. It's good to get the opportunity to speak on out. Thank you.
Well,
I wanted to say good morning to you as well, Delbert. Thera Martin Connolly here.
All right. Good morning to you.
Yes.
Good to on the move.
Yes, indeed. On the move.
On the move. Brother Delbert, can you, for those who are not familiar, can you just give us an update as to what is going on? And I don't know how much time we're going to have, so I want to give you the opportunity, you know, to share the story of where we are today and what we need to do going forward.
Well, as you mentioned, this is our 31st year of a very wrongful incarceration.
From the State Correctional Institution at Dallas, and is subject to monitoring and recording.
Right, and the whole country is responsible for this. But this is what's happening. We got 31 years of carrying out what we call this prison activity, which stems from our August 8th arrest. The Move 9, which consists of myself, Merle Africa, Janine, Phil Africa, Debbie Africa, Janet Africa, Chuck, and Mike Africa, and Eddie Africa, were given 30 to 100 years each by Judge Edwin S. Malman for a crime that the city of Philadelphia at that time knew we didn't commit, which was the murder of a policeman, James Ramp, and the shooting of five other firemen and police. And in this 31st year, what we've been trying to do is get out on parole, because he gave us 30 to 100 years. We survived that throughout the oppression, throughout the beatings in jail, throughout the murder of our family on the street, May 13th, 1985. Throughout all that, we still stand strong and still moving forward. But what we're asking people to do is put some pressure on the parole board to go ahead and release us. Last year when we came up for parole, the parole board said that due to our lack of showing remorse and taking responsibility for the charges, offenses committed, that's why they refused us parole and gave each of us a year hit. Now, this year, myself, the three women that are at Cambridge Springs have been up for parole, and Eddie Africa have been paroled. Chuck and Phil have yet to go up. They will not go up until October. But so far, Edward has been given a 2-year hit, and they just recently came back with my decision, so-called green sheet, and they gave me another 1-year sheet, a 1-year hit, and they repeated the thing about showing lack of remorse, minimalization of responsibility for the crimes, offenses, and so forth. And so what we're asking people to do is put some pressure on this parole board, this government, Ed Rendell, and tell them people, make them justify why they're keeping us in these jails. Because allegedly they ain't supposed to go back on the offenses, even though we done pleaded not guilty and are not guilty all this time. And all they're supposed to look at is your prison record and so forth. All of us have prison recommendations. We got job offers. We got home plans. We got everything that anybody else who is not a political prisoner would need to get on out of jail. And yet they still persecuting us by holding us down. And so we would like people to go ahead and call in or write the parole board or do whatever you can to put pressure on them. Because one thing, this government don't operate from justice or fairness or whatever, but they will operate from pressure. And if the people make the will known and get enough pressure on them, they'll go ahead and lighten up on offer.
And I know Sister Pam Africa and Ramona Africa have been very, very active here locally. Now, the number, is there a particular number that you have, or should, I do have a number here that I was given, but I didn't know, I wanted to make sure, unless you have a separate number, I could give out the number that I have in terms of for the governor or for the parole board.
That would be the same number that you have, the
787-2500 is what I have for the governor.
Right.
And then for the parole board, what the number, I'll pull up that parole board number actually. Cause, here it is, 717-787-5699.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I'm going to get that number out again. The parole board, that's the contact info for the parole board, Pennsylvania Board of Probation and Parole Central Office in Harrisburg, 717-787-5699. You can also call Governor Rendell's office at 717-787-2500. And also, there is a website, www.onamove.com. That's onamove.com is the website where you can go and also find more information in terms of the Move 9. So, Thera, I didn't know if you had a question you wanted to jump in with or comment.
You know, I heard Delbert when he was on the air, I guess just a couple of days ago at WURD, and listened intently to that interview. And I am just appreciative that we have a second opportunity on the anniversary, the 31st anniversary, for this scenario, this mistaken situation where nine people have not gotten justice. What happens next, Delbert, and how do you keep yourself strong?
By staying committed to and dedicated to the teachings of John Africa, which has kept me strong and the other movement members strong all this time, because around me, and this is not to denigrate anybody else, but around me I've seen dudes from all kinds of walks of life, all kinds of directions in their life, fall and stumble to this system. I've seen men go crazy. I've seen men beat. I've seen men just straight out of their mind. And I know that the thing, only thing separates from me is my direction, because I'm determined to overcome this monster, this system that's choking the life out of all life, not just MOVE members, but all life. People in this system are steadily complaining. And what they're complaining about is what's wrong. You don't complain about something that's right. You don't complain about healthiness. You complain about when something is making you sick. And this system is sick, both on the street and in these prisons. But in these prisons, they cannot break us. On the streets, they cannot break us. And that's the reason that they continually want to hold us down in these prisons. But we still doing it. That's all I can say. We don't like it, don't condone it, we don't accept it, but we fight it. And we're staying strong.
31 years. And you have a set of beliefs you mentioned. Can you share like some of those? Because I think, as some have said, your case seems to be more around a political angle than the the justice or injustice of it. So what would you think these beliefs, and can you share, you know, maybe a few of those so people can maybe see if there's something that's so radical that you know, the system would feel they needed to hold you in here for this amount of time?
Briefly, our religion, our belief is life. We believe in life. And that, although people may see that as generic, you know, just overall, but we're saying that everything has to come from life. And we make a difference between life and this lifestyle. Our founder, our teacher, John Africa, has told us that this lifestyle, which is life as stylized by man, is the cause of all man's problems. It's just that basic and simple. And until people get in the direction of life, of upholding life, of believing in life and all the good things in life, then they're going to always have problems. Now, MOVE has held on to that belief that nothing is as important in life, and we are dedicated revolutionaries to fighting that which wants to destroy life.
This call is from the State Correctional Institution at Dallas and is subject to monitoring and recording.
We believe in natural law, the government of self. In other words, if I am mayor of myself, then I'm responsible for self. If I'm sheriff of myself, a governor, president of myself, and that means I'm not going to impugn upon you. I'm not going to mess with you. I'm going to take care of myself. And self, when you look at your wife, your mate, your children, your family members, becomes your community. Everything becomes that self. And when you're taking care of it, everything is all right. We don't need no external forces governing us. My heart beats for me. My heart knows its own rhythm. And as dedicated revolutionaries, we believe in keeping those anti-revolutionary,
you have 60 seconds remaining,
forces like the government up off our back.
Okay. So you heard that.
Get cut off.
Now, but yeah, we had, so we're going to, brother, I want to give you again the time to, you know, make your closing comments. And for our listeners, we're going to keep talking about this. I know State Rep Ron Waters he's going to come over. We're going to ask him about this as well. But, Brother Delbert, you got like 30 seconds. I want to give you the time.
We just want to say that, look, everything we have done and will do
you
is in self-defense. It's a God-given right that all life can defend itself. If a man goes into a bear's cave, he violates and threatens the bear's place of security. The bear can defend his home by instinctively fighting off the man and eliminating him. And the bear ain't wrong because self-defense is right, and that's what MOVE is doing. We defending life ourselves.
We thank you for joining us, Delbert. God bless you, and you continue to be strong, my brother, on the MOVE.
On the MOVE.
On the MOVE.
This is 900 AM WURD. And